This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington. The Venezuelan capital of Caracas lost power completely for a time Friday night. Venezuela suffered its worst blackouts earlier this month, and then another round of power outages that paralyzed commerce this past week. Both the opposition and the government planned demonstrations on Saturday as they tried to resolve a debilitating standoff in what was once Latin America's wealthiest country. Meantime, President Trump weighed in on Friday, calling Venezuela, in his words, a big, fat mess, on a day when other White House officials hinted that economic sanctions may be on the way. The U.S. Special Envoy for Venezuela, Elliot Abrams, and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has a list of options, including economic sanctions, for dealing with the presence of Russian troops in Venezuela. The Special Envoy to Venezuela said it would be a mistake for Russia to think they have a free hand in Venezuela. President Trump is threatening to close the southern U.S. border within days if Mexico does not stop illegal immigration, especially the Central American migrants who are making their way through the country. Trump says closing the border would help the fight in drug smuggling against that it is.
When you close the border, also you will stop a lot of the drugs from coming in, because we take in tremendous drugs from Mexico, as you know as well as I do. So you close up the border and you watch the drugs go way down, too. But I will close the border if Mexico doesn't get with it, if Mexico doesn't stop it.
A substantial closure would have an impact on cross-border communities from San Diego to South Texas and other businesses across the United States. On Sunday, Turkey holds critical local elections with control of the country's main cities up for grabs. With inflation soaring, recession threatening, the election may pose President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's biggest challenge. This is VOA News.